We all know that real estate is always changing. Today, we're going to be talking about what to take a look at to forecast and stay ahead of the future of real estate. On Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the Doctor of Flow. I'm here with the big guy as usual, Matt Vai. What's up, Matt?
Just living the dream, man. Living the dream. Love this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it too because I get to ask all the good questions.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, tell us what that topic is.
Yeah, so we're going to... A key part of you being the leader that recruits want to work with is you being able to help them understand what's coming down the pike, what's going to happen in real estate. And there's no perfect way to predict everything. However, there are some things that you can do that help keep you ahead of that game. That's what we're going to talk about.
Gotcha. What's a pike?
A pike is actually like a turnpike. It's a roadway.
I didn't know that. I'm from Pikeville, or if that's what the... Maybe we're named after the fish. I don't know. But anyway, guys, before we get started, I made sure to get that question answered for you. I know you guys were thinking that.
Yep.
Go on down to the links in the description below and click on Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society and register for that. It's a free mastermind that Matt and I do every Friday from 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You don't have to be there the entire time. You can hop on, hop off, ask your brokerage questions. But we would absolutely love to meet you. We love meeting brokerpreneurs and listeners and just kind of getting to know you and your business. Matt, trends, predictions, forecasting, what's the crystal ball? Right. You know, is there even a way, right, before we even start, is there even a way to forecast and predict things?
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's accurate.
Okay. I like that honestly.
Yeah, you can watch. I'll predict the future right now. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, Ben will sneeze today.
Right.
So I guess my point behind that is, what's if it's like, yeah, it's, I don't even know if you don't know if it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point in trying, or what's the point in doing it?
Yeah,
if you're not sure if it's going to be correct or not.
Right. Yeah. So people are drawn to knowing what the future is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
So if they weren't, right, there'd be no fortune tellers. You couldn't drive down the road and see the psychic light on and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. People want to know what's coming, right? They want to understand the future, but part of the big part of the reason why is because they want to plan for it.
Yeah,
they want to be able to set things up in a way that allows them to be able to know what's coming so that they don't get surprised by things.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, a bunch of different personality types, they basically break down into four categories, right? Three of those four categories don't like to be surprised.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't love it.
Right.
They might be okay with it, but they don't love it. One of them loves it, but the other three don't.
I don't right? like surprises.
Right. Yeah. Most people don't. So that's part of the reason why, right? Is because you don't like being surprised and you like having a plan and at least knowing what direction you're heading with that. Okay. So most people, if you think about it and take yourself into account, if you listen to the podcast, take yourself into account on this. If somebody says, hey, this is what's going to happen, like let's say that you know, Lawrence Yun, you know, comes out and says, hey, this is what the economic forecast is for National Association of Realtors. This is what we're projecting. This is where we think interest rates will go, and this is, you know, where the GDP will go, and this is why all these things are connected. You listen to all of that, and you take some notes, and maybe you dig into that just a little bit, and maybe you have an opinion, yeah, it's going to happen, or no, it's not going to happen, or whatever the deal is. But you don't change your whole life based on that.
Right.
You don't stop the presses, right? And go, right. I've been spending money in the wrong marketing, right? Quit, right? That's not what happens. But what we do is we take that information and we apply it to our conversations, and we apply it to our conversations to come across and to increase our competency, because competency creates confidence.
Yeah,
and so that's why we want to forecast. That's okay. really the reason why people want to understand it a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, there.
In my opinion, at least. Maybe
yeah, I'm wrong. Yeah, for sure. You know, there are a lot of newspapers, obviously, still uh-huh. being printed today.
Right.
It's 2024.
Yeah, not as many as there were.
Yeah. I really wonder how many times they say stop the presses. I would love to know that. If you know anybody that works for a newspaper, I would love to know when's the last time they heard someone say stop the presses.
Right. Right.
So something to think about.
Right.
All right, back to something that's actually beneficial.
All right, so hang on a second.
Okay.
The phrase coming down the pike has been used in the specific sense of going to happen or appear near to happen since at least the late 70s. That's what it would explain yeah. why I use it, right? The pike is coming down the pike is short for turnpike, which is a kind of highway, right? The
okay.
phrase likens to an upcoming event or a car driving down the road.
So you're spot on,
yeah.
as usual.
Lucky guess.
Yeah.
But I just had to know.
Oh, yeah. I trust you, man. I know. I'm the same way with stuff like that. Right. That's why I asked.
Right.
But I will say, anytime I really need to know something, I always start by asking Matt.
Yeah.
He's Matt GPT.
Right. There's just so much useless information caught in my head, and then there's some things floating around that are important.
Yep.
I just got to balance the two sometimes.
Yep. I love it, man. You just keep it going. I'll keep yep. asking questions.
I love it.
All right, so getting back to whatever it is that we were talking about, forecasting right. and predicting.
Right.
All right, so now, you know, you mentioned Lawrence Yun, right? Great resource, anything that he says, obviously.
Right.
There are other places, obviously, they can go and get information. What uh-huh. I want to know is if I'm a broker and I'm trying to forecast the market in, am I looking in my local area? Am I looking in my state? Am I looking national? Am I doing all those things?
Great question.
Let me just start by only asking that question.
Yep. Great question. So I'm going to summarize this, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Accuracy comes from an aggregation. Just remember that.
Okay.
Accuracy comes from an aggregation. I don't know that you're going to be able to go to one source and get the answer that is a complete answer. Okay.
Agreed.
So here's how I do it, and I've had some pretty decent success on being able to kind of figure out certain things that were coming.
Okay.
And this is the reason why, is because I heard it and I read it and I paid attention to it, and for whatever reason, you know, you've heard me say this before, right? I don't hear what people say, I hear what they mean, right? And that's a blessing and a curse, okay? Ask my wife. There is an ability whenever I'm hearing information from a lot of different places, there's a thread that goes through all of it. And the thread is the prediction, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Okay.
And so I think it would be a bad idea to go get information from one place and then take that information and spread it around everywhere and say, this is what's going on. I'll give you a perfect example, right? Right as the pandemic was hitting, you know, there was a lot of information about taking deep breaths and the deep breaths, you know, whether or not it's something that is, you know, not being able to take the deep breath and being able to hold your breath and everything was, you know, lung capacity had to do with whether you were, you know, what do they call it? Asymptomatic with COVID.
Oh, right? Okay, gotcha.
And so, you know, I got that information and I put it out to my office, which was a mistake, right? I shouldn't have put it out to my office because I got it from one place.
Gotcha.
And that's not like me. It was very unlike me, but I got it and I wanted to try to stay ahead of things. And as soon as that happened, it was very early on. I was like, okay, that was stupid as shit. Why did you do that? You don't normally do stuff like that. Don't do that again.
Right? Yeah.
But there was, you know, so little information and I wanted to be able to help everybody. So I took that one piece of information and I shared it with some, not just my office. There's a few offices that I shared it with. It was a mistake. And so that's what I'm asking people not to do, right?
Gotcha.
Don't just get the information from one place. Get the aggregate and find the thread in the aggregate and discuss that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Does that make sense? A lot.
Yep. Okay, so now we're looking for the thread in the aggregate.
Right.
Right. What information am I looking for? Right, mm-hmm. I guess is the thing. Right, now we know. Okay, we're taking it from all different places. Mm-hmm. If I go to these places, wherever these places are, What am I looking for? Am I looking for numbers? Am I looking to read articles? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, what information am I looking for?
You're all over the place right now.
I am, because I want to know. I'm like,
okay. So let's start with where you look.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because that was a question you had just a second ago, right? And I went a little bit off on a tangent. Sorry about that. So you asked, you know, do I look local? Do I look national? Whatever, right?
Yeah.
I think you look at all. As a broker, you look at all of that. Okay. If I was an agent, I would keep it very specific, very niche. I would not bring a whole lot of things from national and all these other places. I would not bring a whole lot of those into my specific my specific predictions about an area.
Okay.
Okay. But as a broker, that's your role is different, right? Your role is to say and do things that help keep your agents ahead of what's going on. Okay. Yeah. I think National Association of Realtors is a great place to get information. I like Tom Ferry. I think Tom Ferry is a great place to get information. I like Inman. I think Inman's a great place to get information. Real Trends is a great place to get information. There's a lot of blogs that you can go to. The Close is a good blog and some good information in there. There's a lot of place that you can get that stuff. There's some podcasts. There's a lot of shitty podcasts. Okay, not just saying that because we're on a podcast and I think ours is the best in the world, other than maybe Joe Rogan. Oh, and Russell Brand. Russell Brand's pretty funny too. So there's some other good podcasts.
Top 100.
Right, right. Patrick Bet David, absolutely great, great podcast. There's some really good podcasts out there. But anyway, so with that being said, though, you know there is a. You know, there's a lot of places that you can get that information from that, you know, you got to be careful and it's got to be vetted. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in podcasts, you have to make sure that you know where they're getting the information from.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I would do is I would listen to some, I'd read some blog posts. I'd look at some, I'd listen to some podcasts that are putting the information out. And then I'd kind of compare all that. Maybe spend, you know, the first month or something listening to stuff and getting this information and looking across all of it and seeing if I'm hearing the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So as an example, if I listen to a podcast, if I go to the National Association of Realtors site, if I go to my board association site, and if I go to a blog post or whatever it is, and all of them are kind of talking about the trends, and they're talking about how much home prices have went up, and they're talking about, you know, how many properties are on the market, and how many agents are in the business, and how much where the GDP is, and whether inflation's up, and I'm looking and comparing those things, and three of those things are saying something that's the same or similar.
Yeah.
And then one of them's just way out in left field, right? So I pay close attention to that one that's way out in left field because it can either be really, really wrong or it can be really, really right.
Yeah.
But I quickly get that information to the bottom of it because I want that out of the mix.
Okay.
I don't want that in the cake mix.
That outlier,
unless I can bet that outlier to be true.
Okay.
And so let me give you a great example of this, right? So we have masterminds every day.
Okay? Yes.
Our masterminds every day on Thursday and Friday, especially, we talk a lot about what people are seeing in the market. Thursdays is real estate agents and from across the country, and Friday is brokers from across the country with BMSS, yeah. Right? Monday through Wednesday are our clients, right? We go over different stuff with them. So with all of that, you know, we ask them, what are you seeing in the market? Every time on Thursday and Friday, what are you seeing? And the reason why is because I want to take that information and I want to go back and compare it to the other things I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the podcast that I listen to. I want to go back to the Lawrence Young. I want to go back to the local association. I want to go back to the Florida Association of Realtors. I want to go back to what I'm hearing from my brokers Monday through Wednesday. And I want to see how all of that compares. And so one of the things that, you know, recently came up is, you know, we saw that very early on, because we were talking about this every week, probably 6 months ago, it started creeping in that seller concessions were coming back a little bit.
Yep.
And so, you know, we started hearing a couple people talking about it. And then for about 3 or 4 months, something like that, man, seller concessions were all over the place. And then we start hearing that seller concessions are creeping back out. Right? Because there's people saying this is what's happening and that's what's happening. Those are things, trends to pay attention to, because now I can go compare those with what Lawrence Young is saying. I can go compare those. A great example, and they weren't just talking about new construction, but a great example was builders. right? So I know somebody that that deals with a lot of things that has to do with new construction. As soon as I started hearing that from, hey, sellers are giving these incentives, I went over to my new construction person that deals with a lot of new construction stuff, and I said, hey, what are you hearing on this? And they were like, oh, yeah, we're starting to do some of that. So then I went back to that group and I said, hey, we better pay close attention to this, because some of the builders that you know, I was talking to, and I was able to share that information. So I heard it in one place, verified it somewhere else, and then came back to that first place and said, hey, this is probably going to be something we're going to see some more of. What loosened that is when rates started going, you know, showed that they were going to go down just a little bit, right? They're not down a lot, but people look at rates as they're more normal now.
Yeah, I agree with that. Right. I agree with that.
You know, a year ago, people were, you know, when rates were at 5.5, everybody was panicking. Oh, my God, it's 5.5, right? Because I was at 2.87 and now it's 5 and the world's ending, right? Now, all of a sudden, that's not how everybody's looking at it.
Yeah.
Right. It's I'm going to say normalizing a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that shift happened in part at the same time that we started to see that happening with concessions.
Yeah.
And so it was easy for me to go back to the group of agents and say, hey, these are the things I'm seeing. This is what we need to be looking for. And then within a couple of weeks, the agents on the call were saying, hey, Matt, exactly what you said. That is what's happening. You know, this happened with concessions, and I had an offer that I put together that, you know, because I was keeping that in mind, I went back to the seller and we made this offer and we were able to get it. You know, thanks for sharing that with us. Well, I look like I got a crystal ball. Yeah. And the truth is, I didn't have a crystal ball. All I did was I took information and aggregated it, looked for the common thread, and shared what I was hearing and seeing because of the aggregated data.
Yeah.
And you were there for all that, right? You saw all that. So.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I love that. So if you mentioned comparing, uh-huh. right? And you said, you know, I take this, I go back and I compare to what, you know, Lawrence Chen said and so forth and so on, or right, whatever people say. you kind of, you know, if you're looking, especially if you're using numbers as part of your, you know, predictive analysis mm-hmm. or future predictions, you need something to compare in the past, correct?
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to predict what's going to happen tomorrow if you just started predicting or documenting today.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, what could someone go back? Let's say they haven't really documented or recorded, you know, what's happened in the past. Of course, there are people who have online.
Right.
What can a person do to say, okay, well, here's what I'm seeing now. Mm-hmm. How do I compare that to the past? Because, you know, the past does repeat itself.
Right. Yeah. So there's compare and contrast. Okay, so we want to make sure that we're looking at all of that, and deciding what history we want to look at to either compare and contrast with.
Okay.
Okay. So you take whatever that aggregate is, and you go back to so let's stay with that same example, right? Okay. Let's just further develop that same example. So I started hearing from people concessions, right? The sellers giving this and price adjustments and all of those things started moving and adjusting. Well, I went, back and looked and said, okay, in my history, in my experience, when was the last time that I remember seeing or hearing that, right? And so my offices, right, I was able to oversee a bunch of transactions.
Yep.
And, you know, we've mentioned this before, when things were going well in a transaction, I wasn't involved. Okay. You know, I had to sign things. I had to review things. I had to pay attention to it, but I wasn't, you know, involved.
Right.
So when the shit hit the fan is whenever somebody was like, Matt, where you at? Right. Yeah. You got a minute. Right.
Yeah.
And so that pushed me back to my history being, okay, what were those things when I saw different types of problems spike?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of our listeners have been in the business a long time. A lot of our brokers have been in the business a long time, right? Okay. And so when you start to see these trends, go back and look at your own history and say, okay, when's the last time I remember seeing these trends?
Yeah.
When I say seeing these trends, I don't mean just when did you see them in your business. I also mean, when did you see them in the headlines?
Yeah.
Right? You know how long it's been since we saw interest rates really in the headlines? It's been a long time. Yeah. And so, you know, it was 18, 19, somewhere right in there. There was some conversation about it, but it wasn't yeah. bad. Right. And then there was a bunch of other things that were in the headlines. And so go back and look at your own history. Now, here's what I would do if I was a broker. And this is why we believe community is so important and why it's integral in everything that we do, because maybe you don't remember.
Yeah.
We like it that our brokers are able to get together and they have varied experiences and they share them with each other and say, hey, this is what I went through. Do y'all remember this? This is, you know, whenever I owned a company, this is how this worked. And I've only owned my company 6 years. I've never been through this before. What do I need to expect? Those are the type of conversations we want people having, because when you're forecasting or trying to predict something or trying to stay ahead of something, yeah. or trying to give people enough information to plan, man, if the leapfrog works, meaning that what you have works perfectly and you're able to help people jump over whatever that obstacle is so that they don't get tripped up by that at all, man, that is absolutely fantastic. But that's typically not what happens.
Yeah.
What typically happens is they don't get slowed down by it. They don't get completely derailed by it. When it starts to happen, they know that there's a way to make it go differently because you have some experience with it. What you're trying to accomplish is it would be nice if you could completely avoid it, but that's not the case.
Right.
It's just, it allows you a path or a pattern to make sure that it doesn't completely stop you and derail you. It only slows you down. That's why we're predicting. That's why we're trying to forecast things, is so that when it starts to come true, you're like, hey, I know how to deal with this. Hey, I know the direction to go with this, or at least I've got an idea. That's that little incremental piece is what allows you to get so far ahead of everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. My last question, then I'll put a little bow on it, is what the hell has this got to do with recruiting?
great question. So part of what you need to make sure that you're doing in your recruiting is the agents in your market, they need a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know a lot of our brokers still sell, right? I get that, right? You need to make sure that they don't see you as just another agent competing with them in the marketplace.
Yep.
And one great way of doing that is being able to kind of show some predictions out there and what's going on in the market. And I'll give you a great example, right? So on Thursdays, you know, our agents, which if you're an agent or if you're a broker, absolutely you can come to Thursdays. Thursdays, you know, if you want to grow your real estate business or if you want your agents to grow their real estate business, reach out to Dr. Ben and we'll get you in there. It's absolutely free. Agents across the country, it's always focused on best practices. We'd love to see you in there. So when the brokers come in there and they hear all of this stuff from agents across the country, they're able to go to their social media and they're able to share that. They're able to put a message out that basically says, hey, I was on a mastermind today with a bunch of agents from across the country, and I really liked what I was hearing. There was two big things that I heard several times. They talked about, they talked about concessions that sellers were giving were starting to taper back off, and that there was a little bit more confidence about purchasing, even though the interest rates were where they are. Tell me what you think, or tell me what you're seeing in the market, because I'd love to share that on next week's mastermind.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, comment below. Now, all of a sudden, if I'm an agent and I'm seeing the same old stuff, right, the broker, so-and-so just joined my company and here's so-and-so's listing and here's a testimonial from my agent or whatever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden this thing pops up and there's this broker that's saying that helps with recruiting.
Yeah.
They look at you as a leader in their community. They look at you as a leader who's bringing valuable information that actually helps them grow their business instead of just the same old stuff.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Well, guys, there's another way that you can truly become a leader in your business.
Yep.
And that's to come to Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. Absolutely. Every single Friday and talk with us live about how to scale and grow your brokerage. It's absolutely free. It's 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. And all you have to do is click on that link in the description below, register, and we'll send you an email Friday morning with a Zoom link, and you show up, and we just have a good time. Mm-hmm. Matt, we do that and everything else that we do for one reason alone. Tell them why that is.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.